Promises, written by Anani, read by Raven. Summary. After the final battle with an old friend, A, not a Jedi, not a Sith, walks back to her ship. Step, 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 step. Left, right, left, right. 1 foot in front of the other, forward inch by inch. Just a little farther, she tells herself, just a little farther. Her hands and fingers are cramping, clinging to their charge with unyielding, unthinking way of those who simply don't know what else to do. The weight on her back is growing colder. Any warmth, still warm, despite everything still warm, it had once possessed, leaching into the chilled, sterile air. The floor lurches under her feet, and Revan, Mara, two names, two people, both neither hers, stumbles. Her burden shifts with a whisper of cracking tissue and a fresh wave of the smell of burnt flesh. This scent was once as familiar to her as home. It still is, even now, after everything. Even after her supposed second chance, she is still the general, the protector, the hero, and every other pretty word people use when they don't want to say executioner. Step, 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 left, right, the pain is distant now, not released or soothed by the force as with so many times before. Instead, it is wrapped in the marrow deep throb of exhaustion, a worn out emptiness unlike anything she has ever felt. She, Mara, Revan, knows that if she stops walking, she will not start again, so she doesn't stop. Because if there was anything she learned in her two lives, it was how to keep going. So she continues as the floors and walls shake and shudder as she steadily loses feeling in her fingers and feet, as the form on her back goes well and truly cold. She continues, step, 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 left, right, voices. Raised shouting, one call tinged with a shrill edge of panic, the other lower and more measured, its undercurrent of fear almost indiscernible. She knows those voices, opens her mouth to call out to them, but only a weak rasp of air comes out. The halls of the Starforge are twisting and near infinite, yet somehow still they find her. Karth and Candorus round the corner, and the sheer relief at the sight of them is almost enough to stop her in her tracks. They shout again, rush to her side, only to pull up short when they see what, who she carries with her. Candorus recovers his composure first, but it is Karth who speaks. Mara, he says. Mara, a clean slate, a new life, a contorted, empty puppet. The Starforge is coming apart. We need to get to the Ebon Hawk. Of course it is. Of course they do. Why is he telling her what is obvious? What Onasi means, Revan. Revan. A damned lord, a holy savior, a wild blessing, an unforgivable curse. Is that we need to get out quickly. No dead weight. Oh, she stops. Without thinking, her grip tightens and she mutely shakes her head. As if in response, the halls shudder again. Karth is arguing, pleading with her, but his words and her own cool, hard-won pragmatism are being drowned out by a rising tide of no, 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 and Candorus reaches out as if to take him. I promised! Her scream is strangled, cracking, and broken, torn out of her throat with a ragged desperation. I promised, I promised, I promised I wouldn't leave him, I promised! I swear to you, with everything I am, no matter what happens, I will never leave you behind. It was an old promise, made in an instant and a lifetime ago when she was bright and shining and still believed. She doesn't remember, but she knows. The same way she knows the corpse on her back was once her dearest friend, her truest confidant, her brother in every way that mattered. She also knows that she has broken many, many promises since that long ago day, but not this one. She cannot, will not break this final vow. She owes Alec that much, at least.
Okay. Candorus's voice is soft, and there's a strangely gentle understanding in his eyes. Okay, kid. We won't leave him.
He moves closer, reaches out as if to take Alec away, and she wants to run, but she stopped walking and now her legs can only tremble. Candorous is firm, but not harsh, as he slides Alec from under her back and suspends him between them. The weight is lifted, but she's still holding on, still keeping her promise. Karth joins them, holding her up from the other side. Pins and needles sweep through her hands as the blood in her fingers begins to flow again and her spine pops as it eases back upright. She is tired. So tired. But there is still farther to go. Right, left, right, left, step, 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 step. Just a little farther. The end. Thank you for listening.